your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Emotional Freedom Techniques, EFT, is an experimental technique and is not meant to replace appropriate medical treatment or psychological and mental health counseling. The opinions expressed here are those of the host, Carol Look, and her guests.
Welcome to Attracting Abundance, the energy of success with your host, Carol Look. Now, showing you how you can use your energy and vibrations to change your life for the better, here's your host, Carol Look.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Carol Look, your host of Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success. And I wanted to tell you about a new workshop I'm doing in September, which is an EFT workshop for three special topics. We're going to work on weight loss and body issues and a lot of pain control for day two, and then attracting abundance. So that's a wonderful workshop those of you could attend. And the website for that is www.attractingabundance.com. And then on my regular website, carollook.com, is the Abundance ebook and also the paperback as well as the EyeSight book. So I'm glad you're all back with us today. I have a very special guest, Mike Dewey of www.tut.com, which is Totally Unique Thoughts. Welcome, Mike.
Jambo, Carol.
Jambo to you. I wanted to just remind our listeners of two CD sets that you have that I think are fabulous. One is called Infinite Possibilities.
Right.
And the second is Leveraging the Universe. Mm-hmm. So for those of you, you know, this show is called The Energy of Success, and those CDs are about the energy of success. So I'm really glad you could have spared the time to be with me today.
Well, I appreciate the invite. It's always nice to be with you, Carol.
Good. Well, our topic today is manifesting change. It couldn't be easier.
Mm-hmm.
So why do we view making change so hard?
It's because we have been raised in a very, very primitive time. We chose that in large part for the adventure, but what it means is we are at the dawn of a civilization, not an advanced civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And at the dawn, we have virtually just crawled out of the caves, and the greatest discovery yet is just now being touched on by being discovered, you could say, by various peoples or schools, and that is that it's our thoughts that craft through the illusions around us, and that thinking otherwise is, and has been referred to by many, many, many others, the original sin. It is looking to the illusions as if they were real, looking to the illusions for identity, for comfort, for reassurance, for answers. And when you do that, you end up being lost and brokenhearted because you're really just looking into mirrors as if they were real. And the original sin was, you know, looking at the metaphor was looking at the apple as if it was real, kind of crossing that line, crossing the tipping point where you think the illusions are so real that you actually forget their source being you and your thoughts. So the reason it's hard to manifest change, or it's viewed as hard because it really couldn't be any easier than getting what you think about, is because we've been raised in such primitive times that our ancestors and forefathers were addicted to the physical senses. And as one of my notes from the universe once said, never, ever, ever trust appearances.
Mm-hmm.
They lie. They're the biggest, biggest liars.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean don't enjoy them when you
right.
like what's going on, and doesn't mean you can't affect them or manipulate them. But the illusions around you or appearances around you are never a good indicator of who you are or where you're going.
And that's where everybody seems to go. They go to the physical appearances or the physical senses, and then they value themselves based on that.
Yeah, so true. Or they look at their past and they think, well, you know, I'm this kind of a person or I'm that kind of a person. It's like, no, those were just those manifestations at the time. It has nothing to do with who you are. There was another note that once said, your past is never who you are. And that really as concise as you get. You know, every day is a blank slate. Opportunity never ceases knocking. It's just when we use our finite physical senses that, you know, you can kind of interpret the journey incorrectly and think that, you know, there are lost chances, that there's only so much, whether it's abundance or so many friends or so many opportunities in a life, and none of that's true.
So
I have to apologize for this electrical storm. I don't know if you can hear it.
I can hear it. That's the thunder behind you.
That's lightning in Orlando, Florida right now.
Oh, my God. Yes, everyone. Mike is in Florida, and they are having the thunder, the incredible storms that have been moving down the East Coast.
Yeah.
So we're lucky we can hear you. So we could really form every new day, but you're saying we bring in a lot of garbage from yesterday, last week, last year, and really taint it or poison it for ourselves.
We do, and it's such a travesty. And I was talking to a friend about this kind of thing, because this is, you know, the theme of my new material. You know, manifesting change, it couldn't be easier. Mm-hmm. And one of the points is, you know, don't rely on the illusions to make decisions about your present or your future. And he said, well, that's one of life's tricks, isn't it? And it's like, one of life's tricks? It is the trick. It is everything in a nutshell. It is the total key to mastery. It is understanding that you are a source, that you are the source of the illusions of your life, and that it's the illusions are not to be reacted off.
Mm-hmm.
There's an analogy I gave in a talk I just did this past Sunday, where I kind of demonstrate how I, because I'm learning this stuff like everybody else,
mm-hmm.
caught myself basing decisions off of illusions. A few years ago, I did a self-proclaimed world tour. I went to 24 cities all over the planet and spoke to audiences about leveraging the universe and engaging the magic. And I was really coming into abundance for the first time in my life as I approached this world tour,
mm-hmm.
primarily because of my websites and primarily because of my program, Infinite Possibilities, The Art of Living Your Dreams. So I was in this nice position where, unlike other times, I was considering flying first class
mm-hmm.
everywhere,
mm-hmm.
domestically and internationally. And then I noticed in some of my world tour locations, naturally, there were larger audiences than others. You know, I think Atlanta, I might have had 35 people, where Seattle, I think I had about 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, they were paying for admission, and so there was like a break-even point consideration for all of the venues. And I caught myself thinking, well, okay, this upcoming location is nearby, and there's not a whole lot of people there, and, you know, money's not a big deal. I could fly first class, but, you know, it doesn't really, the event's not warranting it.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately it was like, wait a minute, you know, the event is the illusions.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to change the illusions, you change what's going on in your mind. You raise the bar. I am a world-class, first-class flying international speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And the realization that was key was, it's by booking first class, if you can afford it. I'm not saying spend money you don't have. Never do that. But if you can walk the talk all the way, regardless of your surroundings will change.
Right.
Mike, if you want more larger audiences that justify first class travel, fly first class now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the big dilemma that my friend was saying was one of life's little tricks is not making decisions and not moving through the affairs of life based on the illusions. The illusions are nothing but yesterday's thoughts and yesterday's journey. And if you want to change the illusions, you change your thoughts and how you move with them. And that will force the circumstances that will enable those thoughts to then manifest. So those kind of circumstances would be larger audiences, more sales, more effective program, better oratory skills on my part. Everything gets bumped up a notch when you start vibrating or raising the bar at another level, and you can only do that if you die, literally, to the illusions. And this is the phrase, being reborn to truth. Of course, it's been twisted to being reborn to other things,
mm-hmm,
but what the message always was is dying to the illusions around you as if they were the end-all, be-all of reality. They're not. And then being reborn to truth, the truth being that you are an unlimited being of light for whom all things are possible, who's been given dominion over all things, who now has dominion over all things, whether or not you've been consciously exercising it.
Right. That just because you don't have the illusions in your life that show you that you are an unlimited being doesn't mean you aren't already an unlimited being. That's part of what you're saying.
Yes, and one of the things that talks to what you were just saying a little while ago, why it's hard, is that people will be like, okay, I want abundance, or I want better health, or less weight, or a new relationship. And because they want it and don't have it, Or maybe they want it for 6 months and don't have it. Or maybe they kid themselves and say they wanted it all their life when, in fact, it wasn't really a priority and they didn't move towards it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the simple fact that they want it and don't have it, using their physical senses, draw the conclusion that they're not getting it, they say, something must be wrong with me. It must be a self-sabotaging, invisible, limiting belief, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I must root that sucker out, and I must find out what's wrong with me. Well, number one, there might not be anything wrong with you.
Right.
Assuming that there's something wrong with you, however, makes something wrong with you. It's a new bar. It's a new focus. And that, and then living off of that illusion, making decisions based on that false hypothesis, will create the illusions that match that. So you'll get together with somebody who will say, yep, sure enough, you know, I've sat with you through 10 sessions and you've got problems,
mm-hmm.
and it must be because your parents didn't think they were worthy and now you don't think you're worthy, you know, and they make it up to the point where it becomes a barrier or an impediment. So I never advocate looking for what's wrong with you, because chances are there's nothing wrong with you. You're a manifesting being of light, born a matter, what's my term, matter, manifesting, well, I've got a little term, but it'll come to me later. And we can't turn it off. We're always changing these illusions around in our lives. So to focus on what's wrong is what makes it hard, when there might not have been something wrong anyway.
But 90% of the people don't believe that. I mean, they don't believe
they
are the unlimited. That's why your work is so special for people, is I think even if you just open it up in some of these tours that you're doing in the CDs, even if you just give them a glimpse that, hey, folks, guess what? You are this unlimited being of possibility and abundance and everything.
Yeah.
I think they remember it on that very deep primal level. I know that's been
right.
My experience.
It vibrates. It, when truth hits you and you're open and you're awake, so to speak, it's like every cell in your body starts ringing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I talked about, it's kind of a catch, is in the beginning, when somebody first gets exposed to this kind of thinking and this kind of understanding of life, they get so intoxicated by truth that they're like, they go to the other end of the spectrum. Instead of trying to control every illusion of their life, now they're like, okay, the universe loves me, my thoughts become things, I've never been judged, and then they don't do anything. And that's the wrong end of the, that's just as bad as carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Right, they're sitting in a corner working on their vibration and they forget to pay the rent and do anything.
Yeah, or they're not meeting the universe halfway.
Yeah.
They're not demonstrating faith and belief and loving the life that they've got. Because there was a note from the universe that once said, it's not as if you have to wait for your dreams to come true.
Mm.
You get to wait for your dreams to come true in this paradise of paradises, this Garden of Eden.
Wow.
How lucky, how it doesn't get any better, you know?
Well, we're going off to break, everyone, but we'll be back with another segment with Mike Dooley of www.tut.com, and we're going to talk about the notes, the daily notes, and other wonderful, fun subjects. We'll be right back, everyone.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com.
Hey, Dad.
What?
Can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The pressures to be thin or ideal go beyond the Hollywood headlines. In fact, those suffering from eating disorders in the U.S. number in the millions, and eating disorders such as anorexia nervosa, bulimia nervosa, and binge eating are more common than Alzheimer's disease. Eating disorders affect men, women, adolescents, as well as young children. On Understanding Eating Disorders, Dr. Tom Scales, an internist and psychiatrist, uncovers the causes and characteristics of various eating disorders and shares his expertise on current treatment approaches. Expert guests and personal stories from some who have recovered reveal the depth of emotional conflicts of these dangerously obsessive conditions and the resolutions that work. Tune in to Understanding Eating Disorders with Dr. Tom Scales every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Understanding Eating Disorders, the cycle of eating disorders can be broken.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Look. We want you to be a part of the program, so call in now, toll free at 1-866-472-5792. Now back to Attracting Abundance, here's Carol Look.
Hi, welcome back everyone. This is Carol Look, and I wanted to remind you of about the new EFT podcast that I'm doing, and you can go to www.eft-talk.com. And I think you'll really enjoy that. And also the upcoming class at the end of September, which is going to be a doozy, which is the art of delivery on special topics for EFT. And you can go to attractingabundance.com for details there. And I'm back with my guest, Mike Dooley of www.tut.com, tut.com, which is a fabulous website for those of you who have somehow missed it. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you, Carol.
And I wanted to talk about the notes, because it's from the universe, or what you send out to people who sign up. And I have to tell you, on the week, I know you do them 5 days a week, and on the weekends, I'm very sad not to get my note. And I understand that you can only do them 5 days a week, but they're so cool and so fun and so refreshing.
Well, thank you so much, Carol.
Anybody who could sign up for the website, even if you haven't decided to purchase the CD sets, the Infinite Possibilities or Leveraging the Universe, just getting the little email, the note from the universe every day will really shift your mood. It's pretty exciting. So,
And they're free.
I highly recommend that. So let's go. We were talking about faith and belief and not being trapped in illusions. And let's go to another topic or related. What's the ultimate secret for you of managing and thriving within the jungles of time and space?
Well, to preface the ultimate secret, I would say that one of the most important things anybody can do who is serious about, you know, learning the truth and living the truth, this might sound like a no-brainer, but it's really important, and it is understanding that there is a truth. Yeah. And it's not something that's mitigated by angels. It's not something that can be overridden by karma. There's no hidden agenda. There are no unknown variables working against anybody. And this is so important, because if you've got one foot in one camp, maybe religion or dogma, or another foot in another camp, and you have to have clarity and confidence with regard to the nature of reality. And there is a nature of reality. Mm-hmm. I am not one of those people. I cringe when I hear this statement, and let me clarify after I say it. Everybody has their own truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there is one truth. Sorry if that ruffles feathers. The truth is, your thoughts become the things and events of your life. Everybody has a different path. Every path is admirable. And every path, all the paths lead to one road. And that one road is, you are a creator. Not just a co-creator, but a creator. And you create with your thoughts, your will, your intent, your emotion. And that is the foundation for affecting change, understanding that. There's a plethora of stuff on my website and countless other websites and countless other great books that help clarify this truth that I'm talking about. So
okay.
That is super important.
Okay. Before we keep going with that, we have a caller, James from New York, so maybe we could answer his questions.
Okay.
James, are you there? James?
Hi.
Hi, James.
How you doing?
You got a question?
I'm sorry, I was kind of caught between listening to you guys on the internet and listening to you guys on the phone.
I heard that. You have a question for Mike?
Yeah, it has to do with yes, I'm here. It has to do with how do you go about managing, you're saying that we are creator, but I feel like, hey, I'm not the only one creating here. Carol's putting stuff out there, Jane's putting stuff out there, and their stuff is manifesting along with my stuff.
Great question.
You know, as I feel, and I'm not trying to, like, you know, back out of my responsibility for my
thoughts. No, I know what you're
saying. It's a matter of, like, you know, I'm not the only one creating it. I can't control everything that's going on. Some of it I know I'm doing, some of it's subconscious. And sometimes it seems that, hey, who dumped this on me?
Well, you can answer that. We can answer both of those questions. Well, when it comes to the weather, when it comes to plate tectonics, you are a co-creator. When it comes to who the next president is and those kind of things, generally you have significant input. But when it comes to the manifestations that are in your life, when it comes to your health, when it comes to your abundance, and when it comes to your happiness, you are the sole creator. Mm-hmm. And no matter what Mike Dooley creates, no matter what Carol Look creates, no matter what anybody else does, nobody can keep you from yours. And then when it comes to the issue of, hey, who dumped this on me? Great question, because, you know, there's that, when I say thoughts becoming things is as predictable as gravity, the question will always pop up. Well, you know, I never thought about this thing that happened in my life, so whose thoughts were those, Mike Dooley? And the answer is very, very simple. Whenever the unexpected lands in our path, it is always a stepping stone in a journey to a place that we have been thinking of. And to clarify that, whenever something happens to us or for us, or pro or con, good or bad or ugly, that we had not thought about, mm-hmm. it's because just beyond it, there is something we thought about. And the only way to get there was for the circumstances of our life to be rearranged, predisposing us sometimes to trips, to falls. For instance, I've never met a cancer survivor, and I've met many in my touring and speaking, who did not tell me that cancer was, they all said that cancer was the greatest gift of their life, bar none. Nobody said, well, it kind of sucked. Nobody said it was the biggest curse of my life. They all said, bar none, it was the greatest gift. Why? Not because the cancer was any fun. It was a harrowing, awful, disgusting, hideous experience. But it was crafted slash chosen because there was things that it would yield. It was a stepping stone to another place they wanted to be. And the kind of things people tell me is they have a totally new zest for life. They have a totally new appreciation for life. They have a totally new wonder for life. They have far more compassion for others. The list is endless. There's no one reason anybody would choose to allow the circumstances of their life to yield something like that. And there you can see that adversity, so to speak, or bad things, really is only adversity or a bad thing when taken out of context. When you look at the isolated incident and you say, well, here I am laid up in a hospital with IVs because I've got some horrible disease when everybody else is out there, you know, free to you know, greet the sun each morning. And it's like, well, if you look at the isolated incident, you'd be dead on. But when you look at the gifts that it will impart, then it becomes a whole different story. Mm-hmm. And then somebody will say, well, what about the cancer victims that you haven't spoken to, Mike Dooley, who have passed away? What would they say? Would they say it was a great gift? That is a huge, it's very complicated, but very answerable, just as easily answerable. But let me, at the Ask Mike section at tut.com, under tsunamis and disasters, there's like a 15-page thesis that talks about as things as hideous as child abuse, succumbing to a disease, etc., all context.
What
and
a great
so that,
resource.
Yeah, it's a free resource. Tut.com, Ask Mike, look for tsunamis and natural disasters. And, you know, even down to child abuse or a child being born in Somalia starving to death or being, you know, horrifically abused, as we know happens all over the world, there's answers. And when you put it in context, it's not the hideous thing that it might have seemed to be. Not denying that there's suffering, not denying that there's awful pain, not denying any of that, but in the greater context, there is a way to make sense of those things.
Great. Thank you for answering that so well. James, you okay?
Yeah, can I ask this?
Okay, we're going to break soon. Go ahead.
Okay, when you say creating, are we talking about the way I am interpreting or looking at my perspective of what's happening to me and what I'm saying that means to me, my creation of that? Is that
both.
What you mean when you...
Both. Okay. We're not just here as spectators, and the mission is to interpret it with the proper perspective or the happiest perspective. We are actually creating it and then judging it. We do both. And when it's your life and your happiness, you're the sole creator. But you've got a lot. You've got a big arsenal behind you. You've got the entire universe conspiring on your behalf.
Right.
You're inclined and you're pegged for success, happiness, and health.
Great. Thank you, James.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
You, James.
All right. We just have 2 minutes, Mike, to the end of this segment. We were talking before James called about the one truth, and did you want to keep going from that? I know you were.
Yeah, there was once I laid foundation there,
mm-hmm.
that there is a truth.
Mm-hmm.
I then would spring to what the ultimate secret is, if you will. I can tell you in a nutshell.
And yes, and then we'll come
later.
Back on the next segment to continue with it. So what's
okay.
the ultimate secret?
Well, the ultimate secret, and this is really, in a sense, the right word for it, is that all manifestations, including the very first one that launched the jungles of time and space, occur in the reverse order or backwards from what our physical senses show us. They all begin with the end first. The end forces the details. Thoughts force circumstance. And I'll tell you how to put yourself into that equation to manifest the changes you want.
Okay. All right. We'll need to definitely keep going with that one, but this is a wonderful segment. All right, everyone. Mike Dooley is of www.tut.com, and he's got an upcoming world tour, which you can find out about on his website, as well as the CDs I mentioned, The Infinite Possibilities and Leveraging the Universe, which are fabulous. I just loved listening to those, Mike. They
Thank
really,
you,
really helped me. And then these notes, these free notes from the universe, which you get every day, every weekday if you sign up for the newsletter. So I think it's really a website. For those of you who haven't visited, please do. You will not be disappointed. So we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to continue with Mike Dooley. We'll be right back.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
If you are tired of not having enough money, time, love, or success, the exciting new ebook, Attracting Abundance with EFT, is for you. This book combines the simplicity of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT, and the fun of abundance games with the power of the law of attraction to help you increase your financial abundance. You can also incorporate EFT into your life to help control other issues, such as weight management and your love life. EFT will transform any issues that have been blocking your emotional happiness or physical health. For more information on these hugely beneficial programs, please visit www.carollook.com. Once again, that's www.carollook.com. Change your life today. www.carollook.com. Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice,
what if something happens? Will you come get me?
Should I stay where I am and wait for you? Or go to Grandma's house since it's closer?
Shouldn't we pick a place for me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
How do we keep in touch with each other if the phones don't work?
Should I be worried how we all get home?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success with Carol Loke. We want you to be a part of the program, so call now, toll free at 1-866-472-5792. Now back to Attracting Abundance, here's Carol Loke.
Welcome back, everyone, to Attracting Abundance, the Energy of Success. And I think by now you all can hear the energy of success that's coming out of Mike Dooley and why I'm talking with him today. So welcome back, Mike, of www.tut.com.
Thank you, Carol.
Let's go back. Let's pick up where we left off about the ultimate secret.
All right. The ultimate secret is that the end in thought, mind, is the starting point of all manifestations, not the ending point. The end must be clearly defined, and then the end forces the details, or better, forces the circumstances of our life so that we will be predisposed to the players and circumstances, to the accidents and so-called coincidences of life that will yield the manifestation. I saw this play itself out in my life in the most stunning, amazing way. 20 years ago, when I was living in the Middle East, I was living in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and I had spent some time with some friends riding horses in the desert, and then around 9 p.m., said my goodbyes and made my way to my car, and 20 minutes into the journey home, at 50 miles per hour, I broadsided a car that had run a traffic light that was also traveling at 50 miles per hour. And as I was sitting on the curb, just totally like, wow, why did this get dumped on me? I didn't think in those terms. But I was just like, wow. I was suddenly, by metaphor, hit again by the incredible perfection of what had just happened, because at the age of 25, I was way beyond believing in coincidences or chance accidents. Yet that would mean that the entire 20 minutes leading up to impact, so to speak, had to have been choreographed to the nanosecond, every second that played out. I mean, doing the math later so that I could kind of explain my realization of the perfection here, at 50 miles per hour, a car is flying at 75 feet per second.
Oh, my God.
At that speed, that meant, doing some more math, if I had arrived at that intersection 1/10 of a second earlier or 1/10 of a second later, the two cars would have completely missed one another. And that would mean if I had dawdled in saying my goodbyes to my friends by 1/10 of a second, if I had gotten into my car and a fly flew in the window and distracted me, if I had been in of a better or different mood, maybe more buoyant and kind of playing really loud music and therefore traveled just a teensy bit faster, or if I had been kind of morose, melancholy, maybe didn't play music and traveled just a teensy bit slower. I mean, the perfection, I mean, do you see?
Yes.
It's virtually impossible, and that's how it struck me, but impossible only if you use your physical senses alone to interpret reality. Impossible if you think circumstances arise from circumstances instead of understanding circumstances arise from thought.
Well, how did you explain that one to yourself then if you weren't thinking,
well,
how did you get in a collision?
The proof, in
that?
A sense, well, that's a great question. The collision I use as an example for kind of exploring the mechanics of manifestation, because you know, I could talk about my Hong Kong story where I cut the view of Hong Kong Island into a scrapbook, and then two years later found myself sitting in the same spot that the photographer had to be. Or I could talk about how in the last 6 years the Adventure Club has just taken off, and that I've done this world travel, and it's just amazing. But in virtually none of those kind of manifestation stories would you be able to see the nanosecond precision of the choreography that the universe is doing all the time in our life. It's just that in a car accident, it can take your breath away. you see the precision. I mean, one split second different is life or death.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to show those mechanics. Then the question is, of course, well, why did I have an accident? Was that an end result of mine? Is that something that I programmed? And this is where I would explain that when the unexpected lands in your path, it's not because somebody else's thoughts became things. It's because your thoughts are in the process of becoming things. Something right beyond the unexpected is something that you were thinking about. And for me, there was a couple of things going on. Number one, I was in kind of an ugly mode in my life where I was extremely materialistic. And it was all about, I was in Saudi Arabia with accounting firm Pricewaterhouse, but I was trying to meet all the princes and princesses, and I was trying to hobnob and be cool. And that had characterized the last 5-10 years of my life at that point, and I was sick of it. I hated it. I wanted to change. I wanted to have kind of more meaning. And I also have always been kind of bent on wanting to understand the nature of reality. And both of those things were accomplished, and perhaps many other things that I didn't clearly think about by having this accident. So the accident obviously had to play into the thoughts and manifestations of all people involved, including caretakers, including family who are aware, including people who were in the hospital. But that's a whole nother tangent of the uncanniness of the universe, because not only was my circumstances choreographed to my exact thoughts, needs, desires, etc., but it took into account everybody else's involved, and they got exactly